The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says his country has received the first shipment of S-300 anti-aircraft missile systems from Russia. President Assad says the second batch of the missiles will be delivered soon. He also says Syria will retaliate against any possible military strikes by Israel. Assad made the comments in an interview with the Lebanese television channel Al-Manar. The interview will be broadcast later on Thursday. Press TV will also air the interview at 1800 GMT. Mohsen Saleh is a professor at the Lebanese University who joins us from Beirut to tell us what he thinks about this. Well, Mohsen Saleh, the delivery has been completed. Israel, prior to that, has pledged to take action. Are we going to see any action from Israel on this, as they have pledged?
Actually, Israel attacked Syria twice, and that's why I guess the Russians are insisting to handed the S-300 to Syria. Israel is the aggressor. They attacked Syria and they bombed some places and some scientific centers, and they don't have the right to prevent Russia or to prevent Syria from having these defense missiles. They are not attacking Israel, unfortunately, but whatever said it, President Assad, that to retaliate against any Israeli aggression. They are not saying, well, even the Russians, they are not saying that we are breaking the balance between the two powers, Syria and Israel. On the contrary, they are giving them, well, something that they can defend their borders from the Israeli aggression, while always Israeli aggression.
And quickly, if you can, I would like to have your views on the Syrian opposition, who has said that they're not going to attend the Geneva peace talks. Why do you think they have said that?
Well, first of all, there is no Syrian opposition. Let's to say it frankly, and they can differ in every issue in the dialogue if they want to go to the dialogue. And also, there is a big difference between the sponsors of this opposition, what so-called opposition, like the Syrian Council, Istanbul Council, and the coordinated Syrian opposition parties. All of them, I guess, they are not ready to make dialogue with Syria because they don't have their agenda. They have no political program for them, and also they rely on some takfiri groups in Syria. That's the issue. I guess they are not ready, and these tribal kingdoms or emirates like Qatar and Saudi Arabia, I guess they are pushing for something very dangerous, and we are not going to see any kind of fruitful dialogue between the President Bashar al-Assad, I mean the regime, and the opposition parties and these gangs there.
Thank you very much. Professor at the Lebanese University, Mohsen Saleh there from Beirut.